What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of our weekly podcast. We are batting practice, of course. Before we get too far into it, boys, how are we feeling on this fine Monday night?
Let's go. Andrew, I know you're struggling right now. I'm feeling great because I submitted my So Rare lineups maybe about 2 hours ago because I was feeling confident about them. And I am feeling confident about them, and I think I have some pretty good lineups this week. So, and from a So Rare perspective, I feel like I'm doing all right. But apparently something's going on right now in the So Rare world that is out of our hands and is preventing people from setting lineups. So, Andrew, what exactly is happening over here?
There's glitches on glitches with the site right now. I was able to set my teams. I did not get to set training, but that's okay. We live to fight another day. And yeah, I think this is, it's not a good look for So Rare. But on a positive note for you, takeaways, whenever you're setting your lineups, always set your priority ones first. You never know, the site could crash. So if you are going to set your lineups, set the most important ones first. I usually do that, and then I didn't follow my own advice this week, and I started with Common, which is great. You know, playing all the scarcities is pretty fun. However, when the site crashed, I just had Common teams, and I was just very frustrated with myself that, you know, I could potentially not have any good lineups that I was excited for this week. But yeah, John, shout out to John, Sober John. He's going through it right now. The community is putting through the ringer. No. Oh, he's dropping S words in the Discord.
No.
John is dropping. He's saying his timing was poopy. Whoa. We're not even going to get an E for this. That's bad.
It's fine. It's not bad. It's just bad if we're trying to keep the podcast non-explicit.
Do you want me to read mean Discords?
Mean Discords? Is this a new section of the podcast?
No.
It's like celebrity mean tweets. But So Rare users. I mean, So Rare users, I feel like the majority of people that talk about So Rare that are going out of their way to talk about So Rare in the Discord right now are going to be mad because the site's crashed.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't even know if we want to know what they're talking about.
Yeah, people just need to relax. It's just a game. That's what someone said, and then everyone's giving that person crap. No, it's a joke. It's a joke. But someone said, rightly, why the F am I able to buy players, but I can't set my teams? So
that is a valid question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's Andrew's Wi-Fi, because it seems that he has frozen. It's been him all along. Maybe he's crashed the host server, and it's been him. It looks like he's frozen. Is he frozen on your screen, too?
He is.
All right.
Should we be concerned?
Maybe So Rare crashed his Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, he's back! You crashed. Andrew, you crashed for a solid 60 seconds there.
I was telling So Rare that
you were swearing. Did you just pause your screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I saved smart. Us from getting some bad labels there, okay. Guys.
There we go.
It's very
good
smart.
Thinking. Guys, quick thinking.
You got it.
Oh gosh. Jeez, what a start, honestly.
Bad start for So Rare. So Rare.
Yeah. Hey, my lineup's already set, so I'm chilling. I'm chilling.
That's magic.
Nosh, your lineup set?
You got it. They
Let's
are
go.
Set indeed. Wow.
I think my dog just farted.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Nice job, dog. I shouldn't have let you in this room. On that note, we've already started talking about So Rare because, first and foremost, we haven't had a So Rare episode, So Rare heavy episode in a long time, which is fine. That's kind of what we were aiming for in season two of the podcast. But we got some big boy news regarding So Rare MLB this past week. So it's about time that we talk about baseball. We talk about So Rare MLB, and I'm not wearing my hat right now. I should be wearing it. But in fact, none of us are. What the heck?
Nope.
But we decided that this is it's time. Baseball starts. You know, baseball starts in 17 days.
Let's go.
Sorry, 16 days as of
today. Let's go. Yes.
There is the early series. The Korean series coming on March 20th and 21st. Not gonna count for So Rare. It's just gonna be baseball, which is fine because that's what we're here for. Is the baseball, right? Not the So Rare.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
A little bit both.
Yeah. I'm kidding. But yeah, we will see baseball in action in 16 days. And then I want to say the 28th is the first day of the actual season. It's in the article. It's in the So Rare MLB article about when all this stuff is being released and stuff. So boys, we got the news. Are we scratching that itch yet, or are we still waiting? It's still for So Rare to start for MLB, it's still 24 more days. In fact, yeah, 24 more days is till when the Brewers play as well. So is that itch being scratched yet? Or are we still like, it's so close yet so far away? How are we feeling? Anybody? Nosh, how are you feeling?
I think the itch is it's almost ready to be scratched. It's not quite. It's, you feel it. It's annoying, but you're not like dying to scratch at it. That's where I'm at. We've talked about this already, but this is one of my favorite times of the year for the MLB. And it just gets better and better throughout the month of May or May. What am I saying? Throughout the month of March, leading up to the first games coming up in a couple weeks, and then into everyone else playing a week after that. So we're definitely getting there. There's been a lot of hype coming out of spring training, which may be included later in the episode. We might talk about that a little bit. But yeah, I'm buying in, but not fully bought in yet. We'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah. So was your question more of a So Rare question or a baseball question? Because I got answers for both.
More of a So Rare question.
Okay.
We've already talked baseball.
Right.
But we got the big So Rare announcement, and that it's kind of like, you know, I can open up the app right now, unless it's not working, unless the site's crashed and it's not going to work. But
I'm sure baseball's actually, I'm sure
no,
the baseball's
it's still there. It there still says quiet time, and I'm ready for that quiet time to stop.
Maybe it'll
I'm ready
never
for
stop.
It to be loud time.
Loud time.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew, let's hear it for both.
So I'll start with So Rare, since I think we've kind of talked regular baseball. Oh, I guess I'll say for regular baseball, of course, I'm excited. Although I'm gonna admit, a little boomer. I don't know how to watch spring training, so I'm not as excited as I am. I'm like, this is kind of, Josh, you're talking about how this is the most exciting portion of the year. I disagree because I can't even watch it. Like it's like knowing it's actually the worst. It's like knowing there's something going on, but you can't. It'd be like if the NBA played their bubble games, but you couldn't actually watch them. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Like the Bucks beat the Heat. Awesome. I can't watch a single minute of this. That's not very fun as a fan. So I will live with the highlights a little bit, but come on, man. Slow times during the day, I want to throw on some baseball and like, you know, just, but I can't watch. So that's all I'll say about that. In terms of So Rare, you know, we've talked a little bit on this podcast using the big H word, homogenization of the games across
bring
them.
It back.
And what we saw in football this year was the switch to cash tournaments, but you have to have new cards to win cash. So previously with So Rare, you could buy cards, hold them indefinitely, and just keep earning cash from them. And So Rare realized that's a terrible business model. People are giving them money in year one, and then they're literally paying them every single day or sometimes twice a week for indefinite periods. And that is not a sustainable way for them to make money. And so what they switched to in football is you have to have new cards that you paid for in order to win this year's cash prize. And MLB is going to be the exact same way.
Not yet, technically. It's starting in August, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So soccer, they're rolling it out in August. MLB, they gave us the announcement in early or like a week ago. And yes, that is coming for this season. So yes, for baseball, it's exactly the same, but we are actually getting it sooner than football, or actually probably around the same time. But to win cash, you can't buy any of the cards right now as we're recording this on March 4th. Those are coming on March 7th. But guys, like, what do you think? Are the prizes juicy? Are they, what do you think about the or anything, I guess, I glossed over with that?
No, I think you nailed it spot on. I think the prizes are about what you could ask for. I think it makes sense. I don't know what was the general reaction to the football update announcing this. Like a lot of people were like, "What? So my previous season's cards are now worthless." And that's not technically true. Your previous season cards can still be used to win cards. They can be used to win the new season cards. And obviously you can't win cash right away until you win an entire team or start buying new cards. But those cards, if you want to play so rare solely for money, you can still sell those cards for money.
Exactly.
So sure, it's a bit harder to sell the cards on the market, but you can undercut those low prices and people will be on that no matter who your player is, if it's a tier five all the way down to a tier one. So I think this is a good step for So Rare in general, and especially So Rare MLB in general, to do this sort of thing. And correct me if I'm wrong, it's starting the first week.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
You don't need all of them. I think they're
It's a
relaxing the
modified
requirements.
version.
Yes,
Yep.
for 10 weeks, or no, 8 weeks, 10
8
weeks,
weeks. First 8
for 10
weeks.
weeks, 10
But
game weeks.
I
Sorry.
think it's
So,
5 and then it goes to 6. So they're relaxing it,
for
but
limited,
it's
for limited.
and I think for rare too.
Yeah, they go up for limited, it goes from 5 to 6. From rare, it goes from 4 to 5. From super rare, it
Oh,
goes from
okay.
2 to 4. And from unique, it goes from 1 to 4. But
Oh.
that's for the champion tournament. They're calling it champion, by the way. So homogenization, Nash, how do we feel about that? It's called champion.
It's back, baby.
It's
Our
back,
weekly
baby.
segment is back.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
So MLB, but then they still have not
Classic.
champion too. Classic.
Yep. And
Which is
pro.
a
And
new,
pro. And
classic
pro,
is a new word.
yeah. It's a
Can't be
new
doing that.
word.
You can't be doing that.
It's a new word. What about the Midsummer Classic?
It's
Like
true. There's too many words. It makes
the
sense.
All-Star game. Yeah. But
But
no,
Jacob.
I reward boxes too. Correct me again if I'm wrong. I believe those are going to be only for special competitions. I don't
Think so.
know. I mean, we will see. Maybe top X percent get a card, and then the next X percent get a reward box, which could be coins or a boost. Or remember, like the club shop exists in MLB. That's something that we don't have in MLB, in NBA, that we've kind of forgotten about for the American sports side of So Rare. So there will be club shop incentives too that we will be seeing. So I don't know. We'll see. But overall, I think it's a good update. It's probably what we should have expected too, considering the football update that we just got. So, yeah, Nash, what do you think?
I think it's a good update as well. I think one thing that I am curious to see how it's rolled out is they like to put these big shiny things in front of you. For example, on this one it says $1 million in cash and ether rewards, which is very an intriguing number to everybody reading the article, but I'm curious as to how that actually looks and how that's rolled out.
Yes, yes,
There's not
yes.
any specifics as to how
No.
that's the $1 million is spread out over competitions and over the year. So I'm very curious what that actually looks like. $1 million is a fun number to throw around. It sounds amazing. It looks amazing. But I can't in my head visualize how far that actually goes. It's a very long season. There's a lot of competitions. I'm assuming unique is going to pay out way more than it's going to pay out super rare, then it's going to pay out rare, then it's going to pay out limited. So I'm curious as to what these kind of payments are going to actually look like on a more individual and competition basis. But other than that, everything, again, like you said, it's kind of expected. It makes sense based on everything that's happened in the other sports and with baseball as well. I think all the updates make sense, and they're doing kind of what they should be in a way, what's expected. But it's all good things.
I think you hit the nail on the head, Josh, and that's what I was going to bring up. They did not give that much clarity on what the prize pools are actually going to be. So if you are sitting there, and the thing is, like, I would actually do the math on this. If I thought, based on what the prize pool was going to be, that I could build a rare team or a limited team and essentially pay it back based on my scouting or based on my knowledge of baseball, I would go in on a team day one. Easy, easy send. If I think that there's a return possibility, I don't know that. You really can't do that right now without guessing. I did some quick math on the Prem, and they give out about 50K in prizes for that every single game week across all of the scarcities. If you multiply that by 30 weeks, so there's 38 game weeks. Let's say they don't have some, maybe some midweeks where they don't do it. That's $1.5 million. So I don't know. So, you know, maybe the prize pools look similar to that.
That's granted, just the Prem, though.
Correct. Right, that's just the Prem.
Okay.
So,
but the MLB is just one league. It's not like...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because I know the season goes on for, what, like 9 months? Or
it's like 8-ish months.
Yeah.
The baseball season, you mean?
Yeah, so the baseball season is about 30
March
weeks.
To October, yeah.
If you count regular season, just that. So yeah, March, so honestly, the prem might be a pretty big or pretty decent comp to that. But yeah, I think for me, I would be very, very eager to buy new cards. But the thing that might hold me back is I don't know what the prize pools are actually going to be, and so I don't want to overpay on something that, you know, I might not be able to make back if I'm just looking at it from an investment perspective. And maybe, is that wrong? Like, do you guys think, like, is that a, like, how are you guys thinking about the game? Like, is it kind of like a buy-in now where you're playing like a tournament and, you know, you have prizes, but, you know, you need to put a little stake in the game, kind of like a poker tournament?
Yeah, I feel like me personally, I mean, I've been saving a bit up for MLB. Not a crazy, crazy amount, but I think I have like, let's see. I mean, ETH is way through the moon right now. So I feel like
crazy.
Yeah, I feel like I have like almost $50 for MLB. So I think what I'm going to do is maybe once the market calms down a little bit, invest that in some new cards and then try and win some new cards with the older competitions. I don't think I'll be entering champion the first few weeks. Or even the first 10 weeks when they have that requirement lifted. So I could see myself doing both, but I don't think I'm going to be buying a full 2024 team before March 28th. In fact, I can tell you right now that I won't be. So I'm taking it kind of from like, I'm taking it slowly. I guess I'm not against the update at all. This is not me saying I'm against the update. I'm not against the minting going back down. I'm not against them ending. In fact, as of today, they're stopping the minting of 2023 cards as of today when we were recording this.
That's why
I'm not. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's
seriously.
Why it crashed.
Makes sense.
Not mad about any of that. I'm just saying I probably won't be hitting up that champion. That champion competition anytime soon.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It's kind of, Andrew, going back a little bit to your point, it's hard to plan for something like this when you're not necessarily confident that you can make your money back, at least as quickly as you might want to. I think it'd be, if you had a little more knowledge into that aspect, it would be easier to invest now, knowing that you can make your money back later on. Obviously, you can. It just, the specifics of that aren't necessarily as clear. Looking back on last year, there was 52 regular season game weeks, not including the playoffs. So
Wow.
if you do the quick math, $1 million over 52 game weeks is about 20,000 per game week. So spread out over four competitions, you can kind of do some quick math in your head there, but it's not a threshold competition. It's you're gonna have to place high to win these cash rewards. On top of that, have the new season cards. So you're gonna have to pay out to kind of be where you want to be in these competitions. So it's hard to say, A, how expensive that's gonna look in terms of the new cards being minted, and B, what that's gonna give you in return once these cash rewards start coming out.
Yeah. So Josh, like if they were to make it crystal clear, let's say John tomorrow posts in Discord, these are the prize pools for every game week for the entire MLB season. You're looking at that and you're seeing, okay, if we use your math, let's say Limited is paying $5,000 a game week, so about, 50 game weeks, that's a decent amount of money. 250,000, I think, would be the number. Granted, obviously, you're not going to win all of that. You could look and divide that or the prize pool amount by the number of cards, obviously. Would you be tempted to, obviously, not everyone is would be able to pay their cards off, and that's kind of like the risk thing. I think I heard somebody compare it to poker, and I think it kind of is a similar way where we all show up and, we put in our $10 and somebody walks away with 30, two people walk away with zero, and maybe somewhere in between. Maybe it's not that stark of losing it all. But would you be interested in that kind of game?
I mean, that's fantasy sports, baby.
Yeah, I think it's already
That's
set
true.
up kind of in
Yeah,
that
that's
way.
true.
Yeah. I think if they came out tomorrow and gave me a breakdown of every week going into the season, I think I would, based on the math, I think I would actually look a little more at the new cards. Again, the other side of it is how much of a tax are you paying on these new cards, because they're new cards. I don't
Right.
think I'd want to be paying 3x to get these new cards right away, to plan ahead in that sense. But if they were what I would think to be a good price, then I think I would be more inclined to buying a few new cards earlier on. That being said, I also feel good about my lineups going into the season, about winning new season cards as rewards, as opposed to having to buy six new limited cards to compete in champion. So there's that other aspect of it too, where I don't necessarily feel like I need to win like six new cards in order to compete, but I don't want to, it might be like a half and half kind of situation where I win three, I buy three, or however it plays out.
Yeah.
I think I would probably going in, I think I'll probably buy a few and then use the cards that I would hopefully turn my classic into new cards and use those as depth pieces. So rather than try to expect my whole team to come from re rewards, which would be fantastic, I'll probably pick up some Brewers that haven't been minted before, or maybe, just a couple new season guys. Maybe make a little Brewers stack, and I don't know how expensive they'll be. We'll see. But of course, like if I look at and the prices are just astronomical, like I don't know, they're selling through the roof, and it doesn't make any sense. I'll stay away. But yeah, it's really who knows what the market is going to look like when those first new cards are dropped.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
All right, I'd like to correct myself from earlier. So it's a very little section in the article. It's only one paragraph. It's only a few sentences even. But it's All-Star Pro and American National League competitions. And those are the competitions that we're used to. And it says, I'm just going to read it because it's so short. All-Star Pro and American slash National League competitions will remain largely unchanged, but the reward system will be adjusted to accommodate the new champion competitions. For these competitions, managers can use pro cards from any season, similar to prior seasons. In these competitions, managers can win reward boxes, which will contain in-season cards and other rewards. So it sounds like boxes are going to be a mainstay in All-Star and Pro, and the AL and NL competitions too. It's not just the special competitions.
Awesome.
Yeah. So cool. We will see.
Although, are we a fan of the discount that you can get?
The market discount?
The market discount? Andrew, are you a fan?
If you're going to be buying new cards, why not?
That's a very good point. I've been winning them in NBA. Although I'll tell you, I have no idea how to see which ones I have. I have no idea where that is. Like, I know I've won some.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Same.
You have won 25% credits up to $12 on NBA Ooh. Auctions. Okay, wait. Do they stack? I don't know. I swear to God, when I looked, it was not $12. This is actually intriguing.
Wow. So
I'm glad we're looking together. but no, it's very funny how I kind of haven't been paying attention to those that I've won, honestly. But maybe I should.
Okay, yeah. I've got some more quick math for you here.
Okay.
Math.
So I just looked at the football side of So Rare. Again, assuming we stay homogenous, because that's what we want to do. That's how So Rare rolls. The lowest tier of payout for threshold in each competition is as follows: $2 for limited, $15 for rare, $60 for super rare, and $150 for unique. So if we're going based off of those payouts, unique is going to get, let's say, how much X of that? So 150 out of, they're getting majority of that payout for that game week. So I think it's going to, I don't know how similar it's going to be. That's 2/3 of the payout for that competition. If you're taking, again, the math isn't probably that great, but it's just quick math on the fly.
Yeah, I like that.
So if we're rolling out 20K a game week for baseball, we could probably assume that a good 12K of that or more is going to go to unique competitions, correct?
So I'll stop you there. I think the Prem is a better comp for that. Okay. So rare gets 20K out of that 50K I was talking about earlier.
Okay.
Limited is 13. Okay. Unique is 7 or 7.5. Granted, though, that 7.5, there were how many entrants?
Way less,
like,
people.
There were 50 people entering. So the prize per person is a lot. This is the highest at unique. And I think that's what we're going to see in MLB too. But I think, and you know what? I'll buy a pitchfork today. If unique is getting 2/3 of the MLB prize pool, damn it, I'm not buying MLB cards. I'm buying a pitchfork, man. I'm coming.
I guess, yeah. It doesn't make sense to compare to thresholds, because thresholds are their own unique thing. I'm thinking, maybe, I guess, more.
You don't know. You could be right. True. That's the thing. That's you could true. Be absolutely right.
That's why I wish we knew. That would be very helpful.
Right. We have no, like, on Thursday or Friday when the new cards drop, we don't, like, because, like, Josh could be right, as you could also look at the Prem and say that's what the prize allocation is going to be. We have no clue. So when I'm buying my one of Brewers on Thursday, I'm probably going to be paying way too much for him.
I mean, even still, let's say they stick with majority going to limited and rare, since the more people play it, the more money it gets. Makes sense, right? So out of 20K, let's just throw out, let's say, 8K for rare and 7. Let's just go even. Let's say 7K for limited. That's 15. Then 3K for super rare in 2K. It goes fast when you're trying to divvy it up.
It does.
So it's again, $1 million is a beautiful number. It sounds amazing. It's a great like eye catcher. But when you really start to break it down, it doesn't stretch as far as you think. So that's why I'm just super curious to see, am I gonna have to place in the top 10 to get a payment, the top 50, the top 100? And is it going to be like Sandlot where I'm getting a dollar, or like, what are we looking at here? So I'm extremely curious to see what exactly it looks like.
Good take. I like it.
I had to throw in Sandlot to spur everybody's
guys
excitement.
They nerfed it too. They made Sandlot even worse. Did you see
that?
No.
Did you know what the top prize in Sandlot is right now?
What is it?
I don't want to know.
Like $10?
I think it's $20.
What the heck?
First place.
It's $10. No, I'm wrong. It's 10.
It's 10. It's no. 10.
Oh, my God. Rip. Rip Sandlot, dude.
If you're going to give out $63, why are they having it? That's
yeah,
so
right?
Stupid.
See, like, but okay, that $1 million, but some of that is getting allocated elsewhere too, correct?
Dude, that should be common only. $63.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's hilarious.
Oh man.
Yeah, that could be the limited prize pool. You never know. They could just be like uniques. Here you go. Here's 13K. And limited, you get $63. Okay, cool. Yeah.
All right. No chance. But imagine.
I get my pitchfork. I'm ready.
Yeah. You better go and buy it. But we did miss. What's up?
I will give them credit too for saying at least $1 million. So they left the door open to grow upon said number. But we'll see there.
So they did announce one special competition, which is U25. Pretty sure we all called that.
Sure
25.
Mm-hmm. I think we said the exact age too.
Oh yeah.
I think John 100%. Listens to us, yeah.
Yeah. Cause you can't do U23 in baseball. It's just not possible unless you're right. The Brewers or the Orioles. And even the Orioles are getting old, apparently.
True. Or true. Juan Soto.
Because apparently the Orioles or apparently 23 is old in baseball. Even though now we are all older than that. But yeah,
yes.
U25 competition. I know I have a few players. I don't know if I could field a full team. I could come close. So that'll be fun. We'll see what happens with that. It's not going to come out the first game week, of course, obviously. But I think, in fact, they did. They also announced that the collection game is live. So that's cool.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah,
that's cool that it'll be available right when the new cards are available, and we'll see those bonuses start to pop up immediately once the season starts. But something that they did have a little, in fact, this was even a longer section than the one that we just did, the All-Star and Pro section, which is crazy. That's their main game mode still. That's going to be their main game mode for a bit, is the All-Star and Pro competition. We got one paragraph about it. But anyways, Rivals, they talked about it. They didn't say it's not coming. They did say, this is quote, Rivals will not be immediately available for Silver MLB, which is fine. I think it's totally fine. I'm not that perturbed by Rivals not being immediately available. But I will say the fact that they use the word immediately gives me hope that it will eventually be available. So what do you guys think about that? Rivals, Sora MLB, does it make sense?
I am cautiously optimistic because, as we've seen with Sora in the past, they are not always the speediest on some things. So not having it initially makes me nervous that that gives them the excuse to draw it out. I'd like to see it in baseball. I think it makes sense. I think it'd be fun to draft like daily teams. So it'd just be a once a day competition where you're picking players from that set of games throughout the day. And it's kind of like a DFS where you're just picking your one lineup for that day based on whoever's playing. I don't really know how they could do it another way, maybe like an NL and an AL version. But there are certain days where there's not enough games for that. So they'd kind of have to play around with what the actual competition would look like. But
I easy solution. You do series.
okay. That's a good
Brewers
idea.
versus Cubs. Brewers versus Cubs. Three game series. You set your lineup. All right, probable pitchers. Let's see who's pitching. I'll go with I don't like, I don't know. I don't like Wade Miley against the Cubs because he used to be on the Cubs. Let's go with Freddie. But Freddie's average is a little bit higher, so I'll probably go with the lower reliever. Like it could so easily work with series in MLB.
That's true. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like on a between
It
days.
would have to differ, and then obviously you can't enter every series because there's arena tickets. But it would have to be different schedules than which Rivals is. It would be different schedules than the game weeks because some series are like four games, some are three, so some are two.
But yeah, again, I think it makes perfect sense. I think baseball's set up very nicely for it. I think there's a lot more parity that could come from a Rivals game compared to football, where I could draft a Rivals lineup today for the Arsenal game, and I could pick all Arsenal players, and they'd score me 400 points because they crushed Sheffield. So I think it's a lot less predictable in baseball, which makes it that much more fun. Jacob, if you did it series-wise, I think that'd make it even more entertaining to kind of set up your lineups for a whole series. But again, look how long it took to get collections. We just got collections. So I'm nervous that Rivals is going to fall to the wayside with all this new stuff happening in the game at the start of the season. And I don't want it at the All-Star break. You know, I want it in the first month. And with them not putting it in immediately, it's hard to see that happening, and I don't want it to get dragged out like other things have in the past. All right.
I hate to be your spoiler here, but I would say the All-Star game is a realistic expectation, if not after the All-Star game.
See, that's too long, though. That's too long for me.
They said, I again quote, "Our commitment to enriching the SoRa MLB experience has never been stronger. However, our current focus is on delivering an exceptional SoRa Pro experience across all sports." So they're focused on the MLB champion launch. They're still focused on SoRa NBA, and Rivals definitely won't be available at least until the end of the NBA season. At least. There's no chance it's coming out in the first month.
All
Just
right.
my opinion.
Two positives, guys.
Yes, let's end with
I'll
some
play
positives.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
I'm
So,
closing
one,
out the article on my screen. Let's end with some positives.
if you go back through our podcast archives, you will definitely find a couple episodes where we have said on the record, I know I've said, man, SoRa MLB gets so overlooked. SoRa NBA gets all the fun stuff. MLB doesn't have anything. We are on the verge of SoRa MLB having collections, having club shop and having rivals all before SoRa NBA. So, favoritism, maybe the pendulum has shifted a little bit to baseball, which is awesome. Second, if the new season already brings a ton of hype, if rivals was dropped alongside of that, yes, there would be excitement, but people are already excited just because baseball's back. If rivals drops the second month of a baseball season, there's that hype again for Rivals, and it's more singular. So I trust the team. We'll see. But man, guys, SoRa MLB might be the big winner long term. I mean, I don't know about you, but my NBA gallery's gone like whoop, and my baseball gallery's gone whoop other directions.
It's true. It's true. Very
And
true.
granted, they could totally reverse course and maybe both just go boop. And for all you listening, I was pointing downwards.
Up and down, yeah. The second boop for the baseball is going up, and
Of course,
the
baseball to the
first one was
moon.
going down. But there we have it, the So Rare MLB episode. Any last remarks? I think that was good to end with some positives. I'm excited. We're all excited. So
Yes.
Rare MLB is coming out. I mean, the MLB season is coming 16 days from recording this,
It's
15 days from
crazy.
uploading. So
Crazy.
it's 2 weeks, basically. 2 weeks, and you
No
just got to
way.
sleep for a day and it'll be back.
All right.
Easy.
I'll be like Sleeping Beauty.
So, but before we end this podcast, season two. We love season two. It's been great so far. If you've enjoyed it, please give us a like on YouTube. Please give us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
Six
But
stars.
we gotta bring back our favorite segment. In fact, it's Nosh's segment because he's the creator every week of our returning segment that we always end the show with. So let's get to it. Ride or fade, Nosh, what we got this week?
All right, let's rock and roll. First off, before we start this, just want to say a huge shout out. We hit 1,000 subs on the YouTube channel. So first of all, shout out Jacob, who's been the main driver of that. And shout out to all of you for hitting that subscribe button. We appreciate it.
Heck
Anyway,
yeah.
let's get right into ride or
Ooh.
fade.
I'm fading everything because I was so
All
optimistic
right.
at the end of that.
Since this was a little more baseball, so rare MLB focused, this ride or fade is going to be a little more baseball focused. And we are starting off with, are you riding or fading the NL Central? Now, I screenshotted
Whoa.
the live odds of the
Wow.
current odds for the winner of the NL Central, and it's ugly. It is very ugly. This chart is very ugly. But Vegas has the Cardinals as the odds on favorite to win the NL Central before the season started. Cubs are not far behind them, and then it's a crapshoot between the Reds, the Brewers, and the Pirates. But Vegas hates the Brewers. They think the Brewers are going to do terrible this year. And coming fourth, which is crazy to me. But yeah, the NL Central is trash. I'll be the first to admit it. It is one of the weaker divisions. I think it's hilarious that the NL and the AL divisions are the weakest. The Centrals, I mean,
Yes.
which is pretty funny to me, but I'm 100%, I'm fading the odds of the NL Central. And that's not even me being a homer. I just think it's crazy how the Cardinals had like one of the worst seasons in history last year, and then they're instantly favorites to win the NL Central. They didn't really do a lot this offseason, neither did the Cubs. Signing Cody Bellinger doesn't make you the second favorite to win the division. I'm fading all of these odds.
So who do you think's
Yeah.
going to win? Who do you think's
Who
going to
do
win
you
it,
think's
Josh?
gonna win?
I am sneaky going the Reds are going to win the Central.
That's
That's what I was
insane.
going to say. That's what I was going to say.
I
Part of the reason
think you
why
guys
is
are
because
both
I wouldn't be
insane.
upset by that.
I'm fading the Brewers at anything above like a +900, a 1 in 9 odds the Brewers win the Central is insane.
Yeah.
So if you bet $100 on that, you're winning what?
Not well, you'd win nine. You'd get
900.
net eight. Net
You
eight.
would net $800.
Yep.
The Brewers don't have a bad team. They just have a very young, unproven team. They made the playoffs last year.
True. That is true.
The Cardinals are just a bunch of dinosaurs, and Chicago is just, I don't even know. The wind blows a lot down
That
here.
being said, I could definitely see the Cardinals winning.
They're
I could
just.
see the Cubs winning. I could see any of the first four teams winning, and I think they're spot on about
Yeah,
the Pirates. Yeah,
unfortunately, I think
sorry,
the Pirates
Pirates.
do get kind of kicked to the curb here. It's just crazy to me that I think I'm surprised the Reds aren't a little bit higher. And I'm
Yeah.
surprised the Cardinals are as high as they are. I'll say that. Again, they had a terrible season last year. They haven't really changed a lot, and their average age is it's got to be close to 30, if not in the 30s, because they're old. They're a very old team. So I'm not convinced on the Cardinals. I think if anybody, it's the Reds or the Cubs. Still not convinced on anybody, though, to be fair.
All
Weird
right.
division. It's a weird, weird division.
So we're fading it, huh?
I think we are.
Oof.
It's garbage. It's garbage.
Unanimous fade. All right. We talked about this a little bit already, but this is a more specific point. Are you riding or fading spring training hype? Now, in parentheses, I put overhype because it's very common for people to just buy way too far into what's happening in spring training. I've seen this the last few years with the Brewers because the Brewers always seem to win a lot during the spring. And then everyone's like, oh, like you just won in spring. You're not that good. And now like Ohtani's hitting a home run every pitch and the Dodgers are so good. And everyone's like, oh, the Dodgers, spring training, Ohtani, he's amazing. And I'm questioning where the people are out there that were questioning the hype for other teams when it comes to teams like the Dodgers. So I'm 100% fading spring training hype. It means something, yes, but does it mean everything? Absolutely not. I'm also just a hater, apparently.
But if you have a hot spring training, it doesn't mean you're not going to have a hot year.
That is true.
So, like, Juan Soto, as of recording this, has already hit 3 home runs in spring training. And I think 4 or 5 games max. So, is Juan Soto going to hit 75 home runs this year and break Barry Bonds' record? Yes. Okay, yeah. Then you should
because
ride
he's playing for the Yankees. It makes sense. It makes sense.
But in reality, he won't hit 75 home runs this year. But it's fun to watch. I will ride spring training, but I definitely agree that people, especially on social media nowadays, but what don't they get overworked up for? Yeah, I'll fade the overhype for sure.
I'm fading.
What's next?
Oh, look at us. Unanimous fades all around. It's crazy.
Fade God.
you designed this.
Hey, Soto hitting to a short porch in right field at Yankee Stadium. That's a scary combination.
Uh-oh.
Dodgers having leadoff, Mookie Betts, Ohtani hitting 2, and Freddie Freeman hitting 3.
That's so stupid.
Bro, it's 3 MVPs in a row. It's not fair. It's not fair.
That's so stupid.
It's not fair. 3 MVPs in a row in the lineup is just bonkers. Okay. Anyways, are you riding or fading rec league sports? Now, this was a random picture that popped up on the internet. So, and I thought it was absolutely incredible.
Who are these people?
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Picture.
No idea who they are.
What sport are they even playing?
It's got to be basketball.
Are you sure it's just a basketball court?
It could be dodgeball.
Yeah,
it
could be dodgeball. Like dodgeball.
I could see
pickleball.
Is that a state?
They're wearing basketball shoes.
I think.
I don't know. I don't know where they are.
Yeah, it might be.
I couldn't tell you.
I think that's a main.
I'd like to shout out this guy. He was probably the MVP of the team, and he got booted out of the photo.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to my short kings out there.
It's meme. It's
wow. Okay. There you go.
I think. Yeah, that looks like it. Looks like it.
There you go. I am 100% riding rec league sports. I love rec league sports. I think a lot of people still have that competitive burn inside of them, but they've nowhere to let it out because they're not playing competitive sports anymore. Organized competitive sports. So rec league sports are a beautiful thing for that, and I'm 100% riding them.
I agree. I used to work rec sports, so I have to ride.
I think as the most active member in rec sports, I gotta say I'm fading.
Hot take. He hates the sports that he plays.
No, it's very fun. It's very fun. Very frustrating, though. The more you take it seriously, the more frustrating it gets.
Andrew's fading the Brads and Chads he plays against in softball. True.
No, I tell you guys, the soccer boys were, I mean.
They're the
soccer
worst.
Is brutal.
What you don't realize, soccer is a contact sport. It's very, like, it's people tackle. People get up in your business.
Yes.
growing up playing baseball, baseball's just a bunch of softies. I'm kind of, I think baseball, they trance around in a field with their tight little pants and like, yeah, they're soft. You know, maybe a ball hits them or something, but I don't know. Soccer guys, those are some real athletes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh, that's funny. All right. Last but not least. Now, this is not a particular food item, but maybe the classification of said food item. Are you riding or fading hot dogs as sandwiches? Now, again, I think this graphic is hilarious, but I am fading hot dogs as sandwiches. They are not sandwiches. They are their own unique thing. They are just hot dogs. That's it. They don't need to be classified. They're their own unique thing.
Is it because of the bun or because of the dog?
I think it's a little bit of, I think it's the bun.
It's the bun?
Because it's not, it's tough to say. I'm saying it's its own unique thing.
Okay. I don't know. This one's tough.
Maybe I'm not convinced. I could be convinced either way.
Oh, he's undetermined.
Is a burrito a sandwich?
Nah.
No. God. It's a wrap.
And wraps are not sandwiches. Yeah. Now, a hot dog is meat between a slice of bread. If you cut a hot dog in half and put it between a slice of two slices of Wonder Bread, is that a sandwich?
Yes.
I would say yes. So I think your argument is that how you eat it and like how it's put together, not how you eat it, like how the actual thing is put together. You know, you're right. I think I'm fading with you. I think I'm fading it.
Is an open-faced sandwich a sandwich?
It has sandwich in the name.
Because you eat it. You eat it. Are you saying are you saying one that you cut? Or one that you put the bun back on and then eat it? Because
I'm saying, okay, I'm gonna weave in another one of our segments. I'm saying we all go to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, and we there get we go.
One of their briskets on some Texas toast. It's served on top of each other. There ain't no top Texas toast. Is that a sandwich?
No. It's a dish.
What I think open face sandwich is a silly name.
I feel like a sandwich, a sandwich has to be closed.
You got
to
pick it up.
Yeah.
What if a sandwich is so hefty you can't pick it up? Then does it cease to become a sandwich?
Yeah, then it's just a glob of food.
Yeah.
You can't then pick it up. Then it's like a bowl. What food can you not pick up? If it's super messy, then it can't be a sandwich.
Is a lobster roll a sandwich?
Ooh.
Wow, that's you're just so rich. You're talking about lobster rolls.
That's a roll.
It's a roll. Guys, I don't know.
This is controversial.
I'm fading.
Is water wet?
Final answer.
Guys, if we can wrap our heads around what Sober calls their competitions, I think we can wrap our heads around what a hot dog is. So, yes, a hot dog is a sandwich. And, yes, I'm riding.
Bang. Is it a classic sandwich or a champion sandwich?
It's a pro sandwich.
It's actually. A pro sandwich. Duh.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible. That's way too controversial for this podcast.
We didn't swear, though.
That is true.
You almost
good
did
on
the
us.
Beginning.
Good on us. Yeah. Well, there you have it. Sober MLB is back. New cards are coming out soon. Old cards are donezo, kind of, except they're still valuable. But we're all very excited for it. We hope you are too. Again, thanks for all the support. We appreciate it. We appreciate you listening each and every week. We'll be back next week. Until then, you just attended batting practice. Now you're ready to get in the game. Peace.
Peace.